Phoneboy Speaks, episode 963, The B-Phone. In Vietnam, there's a company that is trying to make high-end mobile devices similar to Apple, right? And they're actually making the phone in Vietnam. And my guess is that they're just assembling the phone in Vietnam. The components come from the same places that the iPhone and all the other phones do. But and if you actually look at these handsets, I mean, at least the pictures on the website, they look really nice, right? And they look like they're, you know, really good build quality and that kind of stuff. And if you look at the prices and convert to U.S. dollars, it's probably, you know, the same price as an iPhone. Now the devices are running Android, of course, and they're trying to just sell them in Vietnam right now. They do want to take on the global market, but they, you know, they're trying to convince their fellow countrymen to probably want an iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy, whatever, and buy these phones instead. But they're not in Vietnam, apparently, according to this article in CNET. People buy mobile handsets from physical shops. And they're not in physical shops, which is a problem. And they're not, you know, they've only sold like 11,000 handsets or something, and they're trying to build more of them. They are built in Vietnam. So at least in, you know, they were designed in Vietnam. They're also assembled in Vietnam. So, you know, again, the components probably come from China or some other far flung place. But I actually looked at the devices. They look really nice. For various reasons, I don't know that I would want to run Android, but that's neither here nor there. But there are definitely other players in the market, and that's, you know, I guess that's one thing that Android does, is it makes it really easy for people want to build a competing handset. They can do that. You can't build an iPhone because only Apple has the software and the hardware. They're the only ones who, well, they make, I mean, they, obviously they get some components from other places as well, but Apple doesn't license iOS to any hardware manufacturers. They only use it for their own stuff. And so that's what if you're going to make something that's not, you know, if you're not going to be a Samsung or whatever, you know, or you're not gonna be Apple, then you have to most likely use Android. I mean, I guess you could use Windows Phone, but the market share on that is not so fantastic. But I do like that there are so many different options out there. I mean, it's, again, my personal choice, I wouldn't necessarily use Android, but I do think that the next smartphone could be designed somewhere other than California I have a feeling it's not gonna, smartphones are actually just kind of a commodity maybe, but I'm thinking maybe, you know, the thing that moves us past smartphones, whatever it is probably not going to come from the traditional places that it comes from. It's interesting. And take a look at this stuff. I mean, the prices on these devices are not that much more different than they would be if you're buying an iPhone or something, even converting the currency. But again, it's kind of cool that that companies are trying to do this, and I wish them luck. I mean, it's a crowded market for Android handsets. If they can convince a few other Vietnamese people to buy them, then, you know, maybe they will expand, as they say. You can read this article in CNET, but it is I guess globalization has taken hold, and so, you know, that's things aren't just made in China. They can be made anywhere, and this is it's interesting to see a phone making the news that has a brand that has global aspirations, but is starting in Vietnam. That's a first for me. Maybe I'm wrong, but at least from smartphones, that seems to be the first Vietnamese designed smartphone that I've seen or heard about. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.